Hi, I am Tracy Sue of What Would Tracy Sue Do? Where we ask better questions about things that matter. This is a podcast that I sometimes record as video because I want to show you some visuals, some props, some illustrations that I think are really important to the conversation. I have a confession to make. I am angry. I have been accused of being angry. I've been accused of being angry to the point where people don't want to be my friend anymore because I'm angry. I have been accused of being angry and therefore not acceptable to society in some ways. I have been accused of being irrelevant because I'm angry. What I say or think doesn't matter because I'm just having a problem. I'm having a problem because I'm angry. This has come up recently. Certainly, this is not the first time in my life that I've been accused of being an angry feminist. Today, I spent extra care dressing so that I would appear as non-violent, non-intimidating, non-aggressive as possible. So I took care with my hair and my makeup and my clothing to make sure that I was feminine and non-threatening while I talked about women's anger. The other day, I heard a TED Talk, and it was about women's anger and why we need it. And that woman had no anger or any kind of expression in her voice while she told it, because that, my friends, is too much of a risk. Truly, I have needed to do this episode for the past 3 months, and it's the scariest one that I've done. So consider that. I have talked about abortion, sexual assault, immigration, all kinds of issues that are actually very frightening to talk about in public because of the judgment and the criticism and the backlash and whatever. But women's anger, expressing anger as a woman, now that is threatening. So when people talk to me about my anger, it's with an accusation. You're just angry. So there's a minimization, an invalidation, and an accusation that I am committing some kind of sin. But guess what? Anger's not a sin. It's just a feeling. And anger is justified a lot of times. So I'm doing this video because I want to give you permission to be angry. I want to tell you some of the things that I have been angry about. And I want to tell you some of the ways you can handle your own anger. First, I want to decriminalize anger. Anger's not a crime. Anger is a feeling. Anger is a feeling just as sadness is a feeling, or elation is a feeling, or joy, or grief. Grief might be the next thing after anger that's not allowed in our culture. Grief. To experience a deep sense of grief and all of the feelings that are just all tied up together that come with that may be close to the demonization of anger. But you'll notice that the entire Republican Party and Donald Trump's entire platform is anger. Why are we not afraid of men's anger? What does women's anger cause? White men in America are shooting up children in schools. How is that not anger? Why is that less threatening than me, just a mom trying to make it in the world who has an opinion? Why is that so threatening compared to these white men who go into children's schools and shoot them up? Why does every conversation about reasons women are angry at men has to be preceded by the clause, not all men are bad? Like, should that not be a given? Not all men are bad, but we can't discuss men in general because there's, what, three people out there who are awesome? Okay, three is an exaggeration, of course. Anger. I confess. I confess to my sin. I am angry. Do you want to know some of the things I'm angry about? Okay. Trigger warning. If you're uncomfortable with anger and you're struggling to deal with your own anger and you're not ready, I get it. I get it. It's a hard thing to feel. It's a hard thing to accept. You will be punished. You will. You'll be punished by culture and friends and family and the internet. You will be punished for having anger if you're a woman. If you're a man, have all the anger you want. Express it in whatever ways you want. Be a big jerk and scream at people and get in fights and go on TV and blast those other people that are making you angry. Go ahead, because that's okay. And if you're a woman who wants to get on board with the dudes who have the anger issues and you want to also bash those people, whatever. Society's not going to fuck with you. No. Mm-mm. No. Society will only fuck with you about being angry if you are a woman. And who, I ask, has more right to be angry than a woman on this planet in this day and age? It's not a contest, but I'll tell you what, I have some pretty legit reasons to be angry. Let's go over a few of the things that are making me the angriest right now. I am angry that it's okay in our political system for men to vote for a psychopath clown who openly is offensive to women, to people of color, to all kinds of races and classes. I'm angry that a certain group of our country are so driven by anger and rage that they're willing to express it in a way that is so detrimental to all of us. I'm angry that white men are angry. You have 99% of the world's wealth. Like, if you're a white man in America and you're struggling, seriously? Like, you got all the legs up. You got all the advantages. And you're angry that, what, women want a couple of percent? Or what, different cultures and classes would like to also have good-paying jobs and an education and property and money and a bank account? Like, what exactly are white men angry about? I mean, that's really what entitlement is, right? When you feel entitled to things that really you shouldn't be entitled to. When white men talk about entitlement, like welfare or whatever, I get furious because they're the most entitled people that I know. At least I work for it. See, that's your assumption as a white man, that other people aren't working for it. That you got it because you worked for it. That's actually not factually true. We have a very low unemployment rate in America. Just because you can get a better job doesn't mean everyone can get a better job. There are factors that other people have to deal with in order to play the same game you're playing, the one you insist culture's going to be based on. And other people have problems living up to that standard when they're shut out. I am angry about that. I'm angry about the feminist myth. I'm angry that I was raised to be a stay-at-home mom. And then my evangelical husband wanted me to go out and work, but he didn't want me to pursue a profession. He wanted me to go out and get shitty jobs. And then when we got a divorce, he got to keep all the money, even though in my position, he had sabotaged my ability to make a living and a profession. And I'm angry about that bitch judge who won the mommy wars right there in that courtroom, condemning me to a life of poverty because she won. She was the mom who made the sacrifice and kept working. I was the one who didn't. And she won. Yeah, you won, lady. Duh. Like, no one be a stay-at-home mom. That's a real fucking stupid thing to do. It's just another way to manipulate women's femininity and maternal instincts. Is pit them against each other. Yeah, she won. Sure she did. And then I am held to the same standard as someone who was working in the full-time workplace. And now that my Republican religious family, who said I was a bad mom if I worked, wonder why I'm not making a fantastic living and I might need some help? What? I am inconvenient. Very inconvenient to the people who made the box I'm supposed to be living in. It's very inconvenient that the stay-at-home mom thing turned out to be a financial disaster for me. It's inconvenient when I call them and say, hey, you know how you keep voting against welfare and I need some help to feed my kids and pay the mortgage? And you know how you shamed me terribly into being a stay-at-home mom and now I'm a single mom who hasn't been in the traditional workforce for 12 years? Remember how that, like, well, 17 years now. Oh, and why? Why can't I just go get a job? I must just be stubborn. I'm doing it wrong. I'm doing it wrong. Yeah, that makes me angry. It makes me angry when I'm upset about my circumstances and I'm told that my circumstances are my fault because I did it wrong. The spiritual community has become very like the religious community. in terms of traditional religion, the things that they fight against. You didn't think positively enough. You were too angry. You're responsible for your own reality. While many of those things might be true, yes, we can control all kinds of things about our lives, anger can be extremely useful, profoundly effective way to create change about things that are wrong. I'm angry about women's pay. I'm angry about motherhood discrimination. I am angry about the 32% a woman makes just for having a child, and then a whole bunch of white men deciding that she has to have all the children without the assistance, the daycare, the things that will enable her to work and support that child. No, I am angry that women are carrying the burden of society, the financial burden, the emotional burden, the spiritual burden of society in such a unbalanced playing field that it's criminal to humanity. I am angry that I have had friends just vanish after they got what they need from me. I am angry that I can date a middle-aged white man who needs me to take care of him and provides nothing but more work for me in my life. Because poor him. I am angry that men think that they can treat me any way they want. That they harass me on the internet. Just, you know, I'm just having my life. Sexually harassed by some 20-something little brat on the internet wanting me to screw him. I don't even know him. I am angry that when I post that online and call him out, that I'm the one creating the problem. That's not true, and it's bullshit. I am angry that 1 in 5 women are sexually assaulted in this country and we're still blaming women. I am angry that white men are not taking responsibility for their own behavior in terms of sexual assault, violence against women, monopolizing money and resources and political power. And then women are held to the same worse economic conditions as they are. I am angry. I have a lot of things to be angry about. I am angry that there is an 80,000 ton plastic garbage island in the ocean, and we're still allowing companies to make plastic bags, and that's the default when you go to the grocery store. You can't recycle plastic bags, people. You can't. Like, it doesn't happen. And even if it did happen, it creates more pollution to recycle a plastic bag. Okay, because we take those plastic bags and we ship them to China, and then they incinerate them and put all that poison up into the atmosphere that we share. I'm angry that America can't understand that we live in a globe. It's a globe. It's our globe. It's one planet. Like this whole tribalism, we're American, you're not. Well, guess what? The burning of the rainforest by the Batista brothers, who own the protein monopoly of the world in terms of pork, chicken, and beef of the world, a monopoly of the world, is endangering the lives of everyone because the rainforest is how we breathe. I'm angry that we're not understanding that we are one tribe. I have so many things to be angry about. I'm angry that my daughter is moving into a world that's got this horrible backlash against women. I'm angry that I got 8 years to take a breath and to be a much more gentle, less angry person during the Obama years because there wasn't as many things to be angry about. We were at least moving in the right direction. I'm angry that baby boomers get Social Security and Medicare and then vote against medicine for people who are paying those bills. That makes me angry. I'm angry that the baby boomers trash the environment and the economy and now I'm stuck paying for their retirement. That makes me angry. I can barely take care of my own kids. I'm not doing anywhere near as good as you are, but yeah, here, I'll just pay for you. I'm angry that when they say less taxes, they're double taxing independent workers. Like, less taxes does not mean less taxes for me. I'm double taxed as an individual and as a self-employed person. I'm double taxed without any of the benefits. I'm angry that we're even having conversations like this. I am furious. I am so fucking angry that me being angry is considered the problem instead of the real problems. I'm angry that Fox News has created such a culture of rage and fear and anger that we're in danger all the time from people who are angry about shit that doesn't even happen. I'm angry that Fox News has turned my dad into a mean person and I'm his token feminist liberal daughter who has to take the brunt of all of it to where I don't even ever want to see him. I'm angry that I've been lying to my children about who their dad really is. I've been lying to myself about who he is and how awful he has been to me. I am angry that I have invested so much time and energy in other people, and then when it becomes me being needy, they're not only nowhere to be seen, but they're angry that I have broken the rules and become the needy one. If you are not angry, you are not paying attention if you are a woman. You're not. You're not paying attention. And I get that. I get it. When the Me Too movement started, I just thought, oh my God, I don't know if I can go there again. And I held my tongue. And I promise you that if my body and soul would let me not have this podcast, What Would Tracy Sue Do? Or make these videos and put them out there into the world, I wouldn't do it because the risk is too high and the payoff unknown. I wouldn't do it because I am not only angry about the criticism I might receive, I'm fucking terrified of the criticism that women receive when they speak out about things that are just wrong. Like, this shit is just wrong. It is wrong that I'm a woman who has to be sexually harassed all the time. It is wrong that my daughter has a job and that job puts her at risk for sexual harassment every single day. That is wrong. But because I'm gonna talk about it, that's the crime. That's terrifying and it's fury-making, truly. I have one violent thought, okay? One. I can't remember ever having a violent thought about anything. I can't remember. Maybe I have, and I just have forgotten, but I have a recurrent violent thought. It is not towards a human. It is towards the tires of those massive trucks. You know the kind that's screaming white man's anger, screaming white man's entitlement. Oh my God, they're all over the place. They're bigger than the lane of traffic. They can't open their doors, and you can't open yours when they park in a parking space because they are so insecure they need to take up that much room. They're aggressive. They're exorbitantly expensive. I have a fantasy when I see those coming down the road. They make me so angry that I have a fantasy that I shoot the tires out. That's the difference between a woman's anger and a man's anger. He goes straight for the person or to the rape or whatever. I have anger about the tires, the truck. Never about shooting him. Small penis. There are lots of reasons that I'm angry, and I would like to say this about anger and women. You have a right to be angry, and in fact, if you're paying attention at all and you're not angry, there's something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with the emotion of anger, and there's no reason that we're supposed to go around the planet pretending like everything's okay when everything is not okay. It is not okay. Things are not okay right now. I feel like the Obama years gave us a minute to just kind of breathe and be like, oh, okay, things are going in the right direction. This feels kind of nice. I can focus on other things like my meditative spiritual practice and, you know, growth in other areas and taking a breath. And then there was about 2 years of shock, just pure shock. Like my whole life just went, what? Like, I feel like I just have shock face all the time. Just, I didn't know we were still here in this unevolved, shitty, gross place where we're blaming God for bigotry and sexism and unfairness. No, that is so, I mean, I can't even watch the news. It's not news. It's just a fucking reality show with a psychopath. And you know what else makes me angry? It makes me angry that you people who voted for no one or the neutral party because you couldn't stand Trump and you couldn't stand Hillary think that you're not to blame for this. You are fucking to blame for this. If you had voted for Hillary, we would not be in this space right now. And you only didn't vote for Hillary because she was a woman. If she was a man, every single thing that she had done would have been fine with you. You may have hated the whole, you know, corporate whatever for the, you know, oh, Bernie fans. But if you had voted for her, if you had been behind her, we would not have a clown, psychopath, running the country and, like, literally impacting the entire world with his nutsiness. That is you. You did that. If you're the person who was like, I just can't even vote. Or you're the person who was like, I'll vote for anyone besides Hillary. We had a habit in this country of hating Hillary. And you had a choice. And if you voted for some innocuous third party like that little Mormon boy, or you didn't vote at all, guess what? You're to blame for this. Yeah, you are. So thanks a lot. Yeah, that makes me angry that you're trying to skirt your responsibility for this. You know what else makes me angry? I live in this fucking amazing place. I live in this place that's like a happiness bubble. People are so kind here. They're so kind. They're so good. They're so generous. Like, there's really a feeling of safety and, I mean, honesty. And, I mean, I'm never scared. My kids aren't scared. Like, we're not scared. And it feels so good. And the people around us are kind and generous and loving. We live in this beautiful place that cares about, like, it's a top 10 city in terms of environmental sustainability initiatives. And what makes me so mad is that the Democrat liberal Bernie supporters do not understand who their opponent is. They think the world is like this. They do not understand the level of close-minded, Bible-thumping, ignorant, hateful, mean, bigoted beliefs out there. They have no idea. I promise you, I have lived in these places and I am related to these people. I understand it. And to believe that Bernie could have won over Trump with that as your opponent, like, it's just not pragmatic. Like, you can't go around voting for your, you know, fantasy person. It's not pragmatic. You have to understand your opponent and you give them way too much credit. And if you're not angry now, I'll tell you exactly how you can be angry. Stop lying to yourself about other people. Boy, that really got me going. No more lying about or making excuses about other people. No more believing what they say instead of what they do. Yeah, when you look at people with your eyes right open and you stop making excuses for them, it's a rough one. Okay, so I'm going to, I think, break this into two episodes. The first one, I'm going to talk about several ways that you can channel your energy for good. Because you know what? The only reason we're shaming women for anger is that we're not understanding anger. Anger is a force that is higher than many other vibrations. It's much higher than shame, much higher than guilt. So when we use anger, we can channel it for good. Okay? So it is wrong that we are pretending like positive thinking, if you just stay positive, good things will happen to you. No, there is a difference between passivity and positivity. Right now, we have no room for this nonsense. We cannot indulge passivity. Hey, in Obama years, fuck yeah. Ooh, I'll take the meditative path. But right now, there's too much at stake, right? There's too much at stake. We cannot have children getting shot up in schools. We cannot have 80,000 pound garbage islands. We cannot keep ignoring the fact that we're at war over money and resources, not idealism. We can't ignore that the reason we have economic troubles in our country is because of war. We cannot ignore that women are at danger, not just leaving their house anymore, now inside their own damn homes. We don't have time for this crap. Passivity is not positivity. Delusion is not positive thinking. Pretending that things are the way they're not does not make them be that way. If you want to create change, channel this anger toward change. Channel this anger toward no. Just say no. Good God. You know, women haven't even done that much. Just say no. No, you're not going to talk to me like that. No, we're not going to have that law. No, I'm not electing another dude who's going to tell me what to do with my uterus. No husband, no boyfriend, no stranger on the street. No, no government, no. Women have not said no because it's been literally dangerous to say no. Dangerous in their homes, danger in the world, danger. Women get murdered for saying no. That is not an exaggeration, and it's a very real reality. Women have been murdered for saying no. They've been raped. They've been brutally massacred by the press and culture for saying no to anything. Just saying no is a risky move. Don't underestimate that. But I'm begging you to have enough courage to do that, because this change is going to take courage like you've never had to have it before. I'm going to tell you right now, we're in a lot of trouble, and angry women are going to save the world. Not angry as in male violent angry, right? They have these impulsive angry episodes and go shoot up entire elementary schools, or they start big fucking wars over petty arguments or over resources that aren't rightfully theirs. Women's anger is different. Women's anger is fierce. That's why men are so scared of it. But it's also loving. I'm calling for like a maternal anger here, right? So like when your children are doing something wrong and you know it's wrong, you don't kill them or beat them up, right? Please don't beat them up or kill them. That's not cool. You don't use your anger in that way. You use your anger to force change, right? You get angry so that they'll do better. Sometimes yelling at your kids is the most effective way to get them to get their shit together. And if you're a mom who's never yelled at her kids, whatever, your repressed anger is the most dangerous thing on the planet, okay? Repressed anger is the most dangerous thing on the planet. What women do is we hold our anger in and it makes us sick, makes us unwell, like really sick and really unwell. It ruins our internal organs and our bodies. I've been constipated for 18 fucking years because of trying to hold my anger in. Like, that is not a joke. That is fucking true. Going to my family's house and pretending that it's okay the way they treat me because I am not in their, you know, Mormon cultish tradition, treating me as if my whole experience of life is wrong and invalid and a sin in and of itself. Yeah, holding that shit together, holding my shit together, keeping my shit together so that everyone else can be happy about who I am has literally caused so much horrible anguish and sadness and grief and economic disaster and pain and weight and constipation. And the only reason I'm doing this right now is because I can't not do it. And I know that you're getting there because I talk to you and I listen and I read and I listen to what you're saying, what you're doing, and I see you. I see you. I see you. You have every right to be angry. You even have a responsibility to be angry. Martin Luther King was angry. Gloria Steinem was angry. God is an angry God. The feminine archetype of anger has been brushed under the bed like it's not real. It is real. It is fierce. And it is the thing that's going to save us. It is the thing that's going to save us. I'm talking about a feminine anger that is productive and beautiful and maternal and full of wisdom and consciousness and awareness and light. I'm talking about the kind of anger born from seeing things as they are instead of going, oh my God, it's not really in my best interest to see that. And I get it. In a lot of ways, it is not in our best interest to see that. In a lot of ways, I get it. You don't want to say no because, good Lord, that man holds the paycheck. Or, good Lord, you have to live with him. Or you have to work with him. Or you have to deal with him as your boss. Like, I get it. It is hard and it is horrible. And I wouldn't do it either unless my body and mind and soul and God insisted on it. I would not do it one single second because it sucks. But you know what? It sucks because of what they're doing, not because I am experiencing it as something I'm going to say no to. What is happening is wrong and it's worthy of anger. It's worthy of a responsible, channeled, righteous anger used for the force of change. There is something energetically happening on our planet right now that you feel. You're feeling it and it's so new you don't know what to do with it, and I'm with you. All of us are in that together. It's new and it's real. The old paradigms no longer work and things have moved so quickly. The paradigm shift has moved so quickly that we can't get our bearings really. We're shaky and we can't get our bearings and maybe we need more sleep and maybe our bodies are reacting in a way that feels uncomfortable or new or different and maybe we're having different thoughts and ideas and maybe, just like me, you're feeling this no coming up I wrote a book, The Year of Yes, in 2013. I did a year where I said yes to every single thing my soul told me to do, no matter what. That was such a fruitful experience for me, this saying yes. But you know what I learned? Saying yes to your soul involves saying no to almost everything and everyone else. That is terrifying. To say no to your culture, your tradition, your family, that's terrifying. To say no to poor behavior will be punished in some ways, and that's terrifying. To stay true to yourself, you have to say no to this. To stay true to your children, you have to say no to the things that are happening that are wrong. We have a 2-year deadline, people. 2 years goes by so fast. They say don't fight anger with anger. I say don't fight horrible, evil forms of anger with horrible, evil forms of anger. Violence and anger, not the same thing. All right, there is violence. That's taking away the rights of others. That's punishing people for being the victim of other people's behavior. That's killing people, raping people, sexually harassing people, spiritually withholding power from people, politically withholding power from people, refusing to give people basic human rights. Those are violent reactions to anger, right? That is not anger. That is violence. That is not the same thing as a righteous anger. A righteous anger says, no, this is unacceptable. This violates humanity. It violates our souls. We can't allow it anymore. Just as a mother makes her children do what's best for them, we need to do that right now for the world, not just America. I mean, we live in a global environment now. What happens in Brazil affects everyone. Our economy affects the whole planet. If you're like a nationalist and you're like, America first, that's nonsense. You can't America first at all, right? It's not even within your power to America first. Look at what you're wearing and look at what you're driving. And even if the country that you live in made the car, it didn't make the parts in the car. We live in a global economy. Countries are dissolving while corporations are gaining in power. They're global. Countries are not global. Everyone affects everyone. We're getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and now we have the knowledge, so we have to do something about it. And I know it is women who are going to do something about it, and they're not going to do something about it while sitting quietly and saying yes and pretending like they don't think what they think and holding that anger in. No, this is the kind of anger that's like an exhale and like a maternal no, right? It's like toddlers throwing a tantrum. No, I'm not giving into that. I'm not afraid of babies crying. No, that's bad for us. So it's not going to happen. It's bad for you. So it's not going to happen. No, let yourself have the anger and then channel it somewhere good. Stop lying about who people are and what they're doing and what their intentions are. I cannot tell you how many good intentions I project onto people who have no good intentions whatsoever. And then when I look at that and I go, oh, wow. Like, it is shocking to see. I can't believe you really are that selfish. Like, the selfishness in and of itself. Like, just like, forget maliciousness, right? We're always kind of tuned into maliciousness is wrong. But the fundamental amount of selfishness, if you really let yourself see that, that's not about not being forgiving. It's not about not being loving. It's about being silent and allowing that shit to continue. Silence is not peace. Silence does not create peace. Anger is not violence, and silence is not peace, right? You want to be a peacemaker, so you're silent, but you're not creating peace. The anger exists, and it exists in you, and it's going to damage you unless you take a breath, open into it, allow it to move through you, out your mouth with a no. You're going to get kicked back. You will. You'll get kickback anytime anyone changes the rules in any kind of cultural organization or relationship organization. You're going to get pushback. And that is what we're experiencing right now. It's pushback to progress. It's a pushback from movement in a positive direction because it was working for them. Okay, the status quo is working for people, some people in a lot of ways, generally white men. It's pushback because that's been working for them and they don't want change. Absolutely not. And they've done a lot to prevent it, including, you know, witch burnings and not allowing women to hold public office and not allowing women to have credit cards and money and land. Like, these are real things, real ways in which they have inhibited women from being autonomous creatures, no voting. Like, come on. This is not an imaginary thing that you're just like, oh, I shouldn't be angry. Everything's equal. No, it's not equal. And it should be. And we have a right to demand it. We have a right to be angry. It's a responsible cleansing anger. Express it. No more silence. Silence is not peace. It is not. It will never get us to peace. Never. Not one person who ever changed the world was silent. Not one person who ever did anything in terms of conscious awakening. I mean, I don't know what the effect of a, you know, person who lives in silence as a monk is. I don't know. Maybe they are helping the planet in all kinds of ways, but you have to say something to open other people's minds to consciousness, and that is the bravest possible thing you can do. Oh my God, it's so brave, and I'm so proud of you for doing it, because I know it's scary as fuck, and I know there's going to be kickback. That's what we're seeing right now with these massive trucks and Donald Trump, and these angry white men. Life's not fair. Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me about it. Raise your expectations. Once you see the reality, once your eyes go, oh, I have projected good intentions on people who don't have good intentions. I have made excuses for people who have behaved very poorly. Create new expectations. Say no, and then say, here is now what I expect. This is not the way it's going to happen. Here is what I expect now. And then hold them to that. Yeah, I've been single for 7 years and I never thought I would be. And you know why? Because I have expectations that are not being met and they're not unreasonable. You know, fidelity, make my life easier instead of harder, bring something to the table, have a communication like a fucking grown-up. Men don't like to talk about their feelings. Yeah, you like to hold it in until it turns into a furious anger and violence. No, thank you. No, been there, done that, no. Silence is also not consent. Boy, I tell you what, my marriage, oh, boy, did I learn that one. Silence is not consent. I would have entire conversations with my ex-husband. I mean, entire conversations that sometimes could last, you know, an ongoing, continuing conversation. And I would think that we were on the same page because of his silence. His silence was not consent. His silence was, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want, and I'm just going to let you run your mouth off. And I would come away from these conversations feeling like my needs might be met, when in fact, he had no intention of meeting my needs. So I'll tell you what, I'm a fantastic wife and girlfriend. I mean, phenomenal. I will give and give and be so generous and kind and loving and devoted. The one thing I'm not is obedient. So if that's what you're looking for, I'm not your girl. You're not going to be very happy with me. And that apparently was what he was looking for, because he was trained by religion and family, trained to expect obedience. I even took it out of my marriage vows on purpose. But he has a subconscious learning that he respect his obedience. That's not respect, people. Obedience is not respect. And it's not love either. It's conformity to your methods of control, but it's not love and it's not respect. It's time to raise the standard for what those words mean. Hold your ground. You're going to get pushback. Just hold your ground. Put your feet on the ground. Get real tight in your core, in your middle. You're not asking for too much. You're not. As you do this, you're probably going to experience it in small ways first. Get practice. Hold your ground. Pick something small and then hold your ground. Like, a woman who holds her ground is a fierce and powerful thing. Voting is secret, ladies. Here's why it's secret: because people pressure other people into how to vote. And here's what I've noticed about women voting. Women don't look at their own interests in voting. They look at their husband's interest or their community's interest or what their religion is telling them their interests are. My challenge to you is to look at your interests. Does divorce law protect you? Does family law protect you? Do you have health care that makes you feel secure? Do you have a paycheck that reflects your worth? Do you benefit from having autonomy over your own body? Do you benefit It's the number one thing I see women do. They get caught up in blah, 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 blah. I can't tell you how many women I know who go into the booth and cave into their husband's last minute demands that they vote the way they do. You don't have to tell him who you voted for. If you're in a situation where you cannot, like, verbally say no and have that not become a violent situation, what you can do is go into that voting booth, vote for your best interests, not his, yours, and then just not tell him. There's no reason that you cannot do that. No reason at all. You have a responsibility to the rest of us. People vote for their own self-interest. That is how it's designed, right? Women have a real hard time not walking in other people's shoes and not seeing their point of view. But your point of view is the one not being represented here. Who's walking in your shoes and voting for you, creating laws and policies that benefit you as a mother, as a woman, as a wife, as an elderly senior? Do you know how poor old seniors are? A female senior is dramatically poorer than a male senior over 65. Money is cumulative. Women don't catch up after the childbearing. They start over. You need to be voting for you and your daughters. And that interest may not be the same as his. It isn't the same as his. Own it. Own it without shame. You're angry, and you're angry for a good reason. It's not a sin to be angry, and it's not a crime to be angry. And there's nothing to be ashamed of being angry. Anger is a healthy emotion that, when used responsibly and correctly, you're not only entitled to have the anger, you're responsible for the appropriate expression of anger. Things change with anger. They really do. When we get angry enough to say no and to force change, there is nothing more fierce. Nothing. Just tap into that inner mom, man. I don't care if you are a mom. Just tap into that. Right? Tap into that and be like, no, Just hold your ground. Like, I'm talking about energetically hold your ground. Hold it. Hold your space. Take up your space. This is not about feminism. Like, it is not about feminism. We're half the population. Like, come on. It is not feminist to believe that half the population should have a decent shot at life. It is not feminist to think that we shouldn't be violently and sexually and spiritually attacked while they strip power from us. That's not a feminist issue. And it's not a cultural issue either. Every culture on the planet that I've ever heard of puts women in a much lower position in terms of legal rights, spiritual rights, political rights, economic rights. Across the planet, across the globe, rape is a fucking problem. It's not feminist to say you can't physically violate a woman. That's not feminist. This is not a liberal issue. It's not feminist. It's not liberal. It's fucking human decency. There are atrocities all over the globe, not just in America, not just in Africa. Every single place on the planet, ladies. It is not feminist to see that and go, no, no. It's not liberal to see that and go, no, thank you. Mm-mm, no, the way things are not okay. That's not a liberal, it's not a political issue. It's not a political issue, except for it is. It involves politics. But fundamentally, it's a sacred issue. It's a sacred spiritual and energetic issue to hold on to one's self and one's dignity and one's right to live in peace and be given equal opportunity. We are carrying the burden of society with motherhood. We have been manipulated through our maternal instincts. I mean, our maternal instincts are so fierce, and they have used that to manipulate us into doing what they want with the promise of protection and providing. Well, I'm not seeing the protection and the providing so much. Not enough to compensate. No. Our world is changing too quickly for us to be running around passive and silent and allowing them to do this. That's not a feminist issue. It's not a liberal issue. It's not an American woman issue. It's an issue all over the planet, and things have to stop. If this planet is to be saved, we cannot expect them to do it because this is what has been created. It's time for us to put our mom panties on, our mom jeans, and start protecting our children from this. Protecting ourselves from this. Protecting our planet from this. Because this is not sustainable. Things are not going in the right direction right now, ladies. If you're a woman who voted for Trump, you voted against your own self-interest, the self-interest of the planet, and the self-interest of your children. You voted in the interest of the white man you're in love with or dependent on, and there is a difference. But this election, you can vote another way. You can free us from this nuts, insane, self-destructive path we're on. You can and you should. You need to. It's your responsibility. Step up and stop acting like this. And middle grounders and people who just decide that they don't like politics at all, no, you're responsible for this as well. You're responsible for where we're at, and you're responsible for helping us get the fuck out of here. And anger is the way it's going to happen, because if you look at the other side is fueled by anger. But it's a violent anger. It's a self-righteous anger. It's not a righteous anger. It's not a productive anger. We cannot pretend like our happy bubble, where we live, wherever you are, if you live in a happy community, you cannot pretend that their anger is not a fierce opponent. Sitting back passively and silent does not change anything. It is not higher in terms of vibration, spiritual vibration. It's not more moral. Own it. This anger is yours. You're entitled to it, and use it. We need to use it. Otherwise, we're fucked, friends. We're fucked. We're gonna fuck up the planet, fuck up our children, fuck up our own selves. Channel it into a cause, into creating a community. You know, lots of organizations are fueled by anger. Lots of causes fueled by anger. I mean, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Jesus. You can't have a beer and drive a car. Why? Because mothers got angry that their kids were dying. That's right. When women get angry, we're not going to have guns all over the place and white men shooting shit up without consequences. We're not going to go, oh yeah, his right to own guns anytime he wants is totally more important than my child's safety at school. No, it's not. No, it's not. That boy's football scholarship is totally more important than the violation of that girl's body. She was wearing a short skirt. She asked for it. No. No. Mm-mm. No. He's just better at his job. That's why he got more money. Mm-mm. Nope. Nope. We don't need to vote for a woman because we're all equal, so we can just go right back to voting for white men without any representation or illusion of equality at all. No. No. You cannot use the same language that people who repress women use to justify not voting for someone because she was a woman that was just kind of unlikable. No. No. And isn't it interesting that people have to be likable if they're female, but not so much if they're male? Like, who is less likable than Donald Trump? Like, at least George Bush was kind of chummy. This guy is just a... Like, who is less likable? Apparently, Hillary Clinton. No, we don't skip past equal representation to equality and then use that as a reason to vote for a good man. Hey, there's lots of good men. I grew up in the Mormon church. Sure, yeah, the men are good. Lots of them, the ones in power. It's still wrong not to have women in equal power. It doesn't matter how good men are. It is wrong for women not to have equal power. That's just a fundamental wrong. And no longer should we be making excuses for people because they put a cloud of religion around their bigotry and sexism. No more. We should have learned that with 9/11 and Islam. They were using the same logic you're using to keep women out of power. It's spiritual abuse. It's spiritual abuse. You're using it to manipulate women to take the power and get what they want. It is spiritual abuse, and Spiritual abuse is not a religious tenet. That is not a religious belief. Do not blame God for your sexism, bigotry, violence, hatred, shaming, judging. That's not God, that's you, babe. It's all you. Because God isn't those things. You are. If you're withholding rights, political or economic rights, from other people based on what God said, you're not following God. You are making God follow you and hiding your own bigotry behind God. And you need to get real about that and you need to knock it off. It's wrong. It's wrong every time. Your religious beliefs don't trump other people's rights. And you're not God. No one asked you to be God. Not God. No one asked you to pretend like you're the judge and jury of whether people go to heaven or hell and then to make our country that platform. Nope. Nope. Don't blame God for you, for your choices. No more. I'm going to stop here. I invite you to use your anger, to claim it, to own it. I give you permission to be as angry as you really are. I encourage you to let it out of your body, right? It's dangerous if it's in your body. That's when it explodes and you have gun shootings and shit like that. When you're not allowed to feel angry and you hold it in, that is actually what creates violence. That's when anger goes wrong. Express it in a functional, healthy way. Do it to create change. And physically, it needs to be removed from your body. Okay? Physically, you have to get this out of your body. So you need to, you know, do kickboxing. I do that twice a week. Kickboxing, running, yoga, just move, massage, sex, anything physical, right? Extra sleep. God, going and getting legit medical treatment. Energy work, right? Emotions stay in our body. They are an energy. And they get trapped in your body. And when they're trapped in your body, they bing around and they damage organs. That's real. That's what the mind-body connection is. So you need to take care of that as you express, and especially if you're going to repress and suppress. Okay, I am Tracy Sue. You have been listening to or watching What Would Tracy Sue Do? It's a podcast where we ask better questions about things that matter. This matters. And I'm going to get a drink of water and go to the bathroom, and I'm going to record my next episode right now because I have all of these fantastic tarot cards. They're goddesses, right? And it's not like tarot, like I'm going to read your future fortune telling. No. But these are really great illustrations of feminine archetypes that have been hidden or criminalized or demonized or celebrated. And I want to talk about those because they're really important. We have a very, very narrow view of what being a woman is, what it looks like, what it should look like. And we have like given it only a few feelings that it's allowed to have, and anger is not one of them. So I want to talk about that, and I'm all set up to do it. So I'm going to end this right now. Feel free to be angry and then come back and check out the next episode, which is exploring feminine archetypes, a, you know, multidimensional human being.
Hey loves. I know I originally said that the next episode will be a archetype discussion about the goddess, and I did record that as a movie that I'm going to upload on YouTube so that you can see it. I will post that also on my website, tracysue.com, on the podcast page, but it doesn't really translate as far as audio for a podcast because it is a very visual experience. So I'm inviting you to head over to YouTube or go to my website and check out the video. It's actually really cool. Before we end the show today, I really do want to remind you that CBD is helping so many people reduce stress and inflammation. If you reduce stress and inflammation, you will inevitably be a healthier human being. So I'd love for you to try it. I use a company called Elixinol. It's at this link, tracysue.com/CBD. That's tracesieesiouxcom/CBD. Link in the show notes is actually a fantastic, generous way to help me support my family and to keep this show going. So go to the show notes, visit tracysue.com/CBD and try some today. Who knows? What if it works?